It's almost 9 o'clock. Informal survey. Sarah, yes or no to Parker and the Man dance party whatever day? Give me a thumbs up or thumbs down. Thumbs up! EP, thumbs up, thumbs down to Parker and the Man. Oh, Gary's. Where's Raquel? Is she still in that room? Two thumbs up. Rob Parker, we got to do a Parker and the Man dance party someday. Tuesday's a dumb day for us. Friday would be the more apt day because we're right for the weekend. We'll have to think about it. Dance party Friday. Parker and the Man dance party Friday. We'll just play like dance tunes. 248-848-1130. Who are you trashing? We still have to do ours. Gary's got one and I got one. Todd out in Lake Orion. You're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. What you got, dude?
I got one for you. And I know they probably paid $8 trillion to get it. But you know what? ESPN, we don't like soccer.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
We don't watch it. We don't like it. It isn't our sport. Hey, and that's fine if in Honduras it's the number one sport. Great. Great for them. Put it on TV in Honduras and let them watch it. But just because you decided, for whatever reason you want, that you spent all this money on it, doesn't mean that Americans want to watch it. We don't necessarily want to learn about the players. We don't need to learn about the history of the game. We don't care. But they just shove it down our throats because they think we want to watch it.
Todd, I can't believe it. Mark, what did I say to you when I walked in here today?
What, enough with the soccer?
What did I say? I said it. Remember? And yeah, you were saying, Todd, I'm with you 100%.
You guys can't handle once every 4 years?
Once every no years would be better. It's not enough. I mean, again, don't try to tell us that we're not refined enough.
Because we don't follow it and we don't know, right?
Exactly. We're not elite enough, or we're not intellectual enough to figure it out. You know, we don't get the beauty of the game. I'm tired of it. They'll do what they'll do. They'll hype up the American team. They'll probably beat some team, and everybody will get beside them, and then they'll lose and not even make it past whatever it is there is. And yet we're supposed to take something and think it's important because they'll have a guy with an English or an Irish accent talk about it. You know, it's dumb.
And you know what? They only care about it because we have a team involved now. Before,
USA's in there. Landon Donovan could make the team.
No, I know. And you know what? Then they'll ignore the other teams mostly just to show you the. It's like, it's even like what the Olympics turned into. Remember when they wouldn't even show you all the events? Only the ones the Americans won? I mean, they were just everything.
Todd, are you telling me you're not going to watch Team USA against Azerbaijan?
No, I'm not.
I think that's the first game.
I got nothing against Alexi Lawless. You know, the guy has obviously made a living.
Detroit guy, Alexi Lawless.
Okay, but so what? No one cares.
But you know what?
Know about it.
He had a good
no
career.
One does.
He had a good career afterwards because I watched him in Xena all the time, right?
No, Alexi Lawless, who went to Cranbrook and he's from here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lawless.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't know what day it is because I'm not going to watch it. But when the World Cup finals are on this, if I had the option of watching hillbillies drive riding lawnmowers in figure eights and drink beer, I'll watch that in front of soccer.
Todd, what did you do in the
29% of the Americans, but we don't want to be told that we don't like it because we're not.
That's good trashing, Todd, but 20 years ago, when the World Cup was at the Silverdome, did you have any interest then?
I wouldn't walk across the street to watch a soccer match because it were free and nobody else would. Okay, I'll give you, because you're going to get someone called in. They're having this whatever event at Michigan Stadium where they sold all these tickets, right?
Yeah,
those people don't care, but they just want to go to an event. That's all it is. Those people don't know about the team. They don't care about
it. As Rob would say, Todd, that's why they have events.
No, I know.
So people can go to them.
No, but 90% of them are just going so that they could say
that they went. Todd, you're absolutely right.
Listen. If they were going to have a toilet bowl launching contest, people would show up just because they could say it showed up. Doesn't mean it's a sport. Doesn't mean that we care.
Todd, excellent.
Good job, Todd. I don't know what's wrong with you, dude. You need to get some water in your system or something.
I need more water.
All right, we got a 9 o'clock hour. We got a sports wrap. More trashing coming up. 248-848-1130. I'm going to check Twitter and see if there's anything on there. And by the way, Captain Molina was born in New Bedford, Massachusetts. and grew up in Canton. We knew he grew up. I forgot where he was born, but he did grow up in Canton, Ohio.
Is that where he got the cocaine in Canton?
And then went to Michigan State to play football and baseball. Played two sports at MSU. You and the cocaine thing.
I'll never let it. I'll never.
That story is 26 years old now. 1988, right? That story is 26 years old.
What?
You just love the cocaine in Captain Waito's car, and he blames another kid.
Gary, did you know that John Lucas, who had a cocaine issue as well, lost the Pistons job? He came here on a job interview.
That was his, wasn't
right?
it?
Right? He lost the job. He made a big mistake. On his way into the interview, he goes and gets a powdered donut. He eats a donut, has a little powder on his nose when he walks. That's the same. We can't help it. He should have got jelly. It would have been jelly on his nose rather than the powder.
Sports Night with Parker and Mandy. Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan, 9 o'clock hour.
You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
Let's get you caught up. What do you say about that, fella?
That's right. Time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
We are less than an hour away now from Tigers baseball 2014 Oakland A's style. 10:05 is the start at the Alameda County Stadium. What?
All stadiums used to be named that. Think about it, Mark. County Stadium in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Right? Atlanta Fulton County Stadium.
Yeah.
They all used to have the county.
Not all. I mean, some
of them.
A
lot of them, but that was not unusual.
Max Scherzer, Sonny Gray going tonight. Tigers have lost 7 of 8. You know, they're going to try to win one so they don't have, speak of 8 of 9. Belle Isle, already open for business. They're all coming onto the island for a little free pre-day Friday. And then Indy Cars and Qual Series racing both Saturday and Sunday. A little truck action as well. Detroit Grand Prix. Biggie on Sunday. There's a little on Saturday. And there was Jay that called and said, what's the difference? And I went, yep, they're racing on this weekend. So go over and see them. Local Scores First, Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut! NBA Playoffs West Finals Game 4 is underway. The Spurs already lead the Thunder 10-4 early on. Kawhi Leonard has 6 of the first 10 points for San Antonio. Heat Pacers, East Finals Game 5 tomorrow night at 8:30 in Indiana. Miami up 3-1. Stanley Cup Playoffs Game 5 Eastern Finals, second period in Quebec. Montreal leads the Rangers 2-1. Canadians trying to make it a 6-game series with a win tonight. Game 5 for the Kings in Chicago tomorrow night at the United Center, downtown Chi-Town. L.A. can wrap it up. Chicago would like a 6-game series there, too. Other baseball games, American League. Toronto doubling up Tampa, 6-3 in the 6th. Edwin Encarnacion, his 16th homer of the season. Cleveland and the White Sox are now playing. Rain has moved out of Chicago. No score first. Kansas City, Houston, no score fourth. Texas and Minnesota tied at 2 in the 4th. Of course, the Rangers now without Prince Fielder for the rest of the season with the fusion surgery in his neck on his two discs. He had that today. Interleague Series, 5th inning in Atlanta, 2-2, Red Sox and Braves. They used to both be called the Braves at one time. It was the old Boston Braves. It wasn't the same team, but the names correlate. Milwaukee and Baltimore. There used to be a Milwaukee Brewers that became the Orioles. Did you know that? And you like 1901? Brewers lead the Orioles 4-0 in interleague play in the 3rd. Mark Reynolds hits his 12th homer there. Yankees in St. Louis. Well, they played World Series against each other before. No score, 3rd inning in Missouri, the Show Me State. National League, Washington, Miami, postponed rain in D.C. Colorado, Philadelphia now in the 3rd, no score. Mets over the Pirates, 2-0, 6th. A home run tonight by 50 Cent. Dude, I got to stop myself. Now you've got me going on the 50 Cent thing.
Tell people, Mark, if they haven't seen it, look online.
Go look online. 50 Cent in his little Met hat and uniform, throwing out the first pitch tonight, and he whipped it over to first base practically. It just went the other way. He almost hit a photographer who thought he was far enough down the line that he would, that it was no danger. He almost hit that guy. 50 Cent, Mr. Man, he's a guy. He's a man's man. Goes out with Chelsea Handler, and he throws a pitch like Chelsea Handler. Bet you Chelsea Handler would have thrown a better pitch. Guaranteed. That's your sports wrap, presented by Sporty Cuts. 50 Cent. That's pretty good. Okay, look, let's do this thing. Come on, here, hit it, Gary. I got to do a thing here. I'm going to do my own trash, and then Gary's got to do his. He's busy right now, so I'm going to do mine.
Take out the papers in the trash. Are you looking up in the cash?
You better get all excited. Unbelievable.
I don't know how those people sit in another room and watch this all night. I just don't know how they do it. They should get merit pay for this. Okay, here's the thing. Look, I could rip on Verlander all day. That's easy. We already did it. I could rip on Wayne Fonts. I could rip on. We'll get to Caldwell and Schwartz. There's a thing there I want to get to. I could rip on Van Gundy. We haven't even talked about Stu Jackson being up for the gig, general manager.
We're about to, I thought.
We're going to. And, I almost said Ben Gundy's got to hire a coach, too. No, he's going to coach him. I forgot. I could rip on the Wings. I could rip on Pavel Datsyuk and Henrik Zetterberg. It's easy. But today, and this is because I'm driving up 75, exit 106 in Grand Blanc. That's Saginaw Street for you that aren't in the know, that don't go up north enough. Okay? You don't go to Frankenmuth or any of those places. I go up quite often to Saginaw on the Mackinac Bridge.
Just read the headline.
Headline just in, New York Daily News, 6 minutes ago. 50 Cent throws perhaps worst first pitch ever at New York Mets game Tuesday night. Dude, this is going to blow up tomorrow.
It will. It's going to be TMZ all
over. Every rapper is going to say, dude, what did you do to us?
I didn't mean to interrupt the trash. Go ahead.
Tupac just came back from the dead.
Tupac
just came back from the dead and said, what are you doing to me? You know, let me tell you something about Tupac, real quick. They find Saddam Hussein in a hole the size of a basketball, okay? In a foreign country. But we can't find the guys that shot Tupac in the middle of the Las Vegas Strip with millions of people going by. Those guys we can't find. We found Saddam Hussein in a hole the size of a basketball. Now, driving up 75, exit 106 is where I would normally be going next month for the Buick Open. Rob knows I was a big Buick Open guy. Used to love going up there to see the been going there for 30 years. An investment, 3 decades of going to the PGA event, PGA Tour event in Warwick at Warwick Hills in Grand Blanc. 5 years ago, Tiger Woods shows up. Everybody says, thank you for coming, Tiger. They all had signs. This is before Elon threw a golf club inside his Escalade and said, hey, dude, we're done. We're histo, fella. Thanks a lot for playing. And we find out that Tiger's, you know, a sex freak. And then he takes 2 years off for the most part and starts winning again, and now he's gone again. But he shows up in 2009, and it was a great 4 days at Warwick Hills. And, of course, because of the restructuring from General Motors, now we see this more than ever. Now what's going on with that? That's a whole different deal. The restructuring, they said, no more sponsoring golf tournaments. No more $6-7 million for Buick to sponsor a tournament. And we got it. We said, okay, the crisis was well in full play. This country was riddled with unemployment. The stock market had dropped. Everything was terrible. I got it. Let's stop showing golf events and paying money to do that, especially in the worst state in the country outside of Nevada. This is now 2014. We're doing a little bit better. Not great. There's still a lot of people hurting out there. A lot of people unemployed, long-term unemployment, underemployment. We all know what's going on. Nothing's changed. But it's a little better. We can now probably find a way to bring a PGA event back to Michigan. You know, we used to have 5 regular golf tournaments in the state of Michigan. 5. We had senior events, LPGA events, and that doesn't include Toledo, which had a couple more. Jamie Farr. Stuff at Inverness. So we had in the basic realm of our little circumference here about 7 golf tournaments, PGA professional tournaments, not to mention the amateur events we had at Oakland Hills and elsewhere, Indian Wood and whatnot. I'm not saying that they can't find other sponsors or the car company shouldn't start giving money again to sponsor golf tournaments, but there's a way to get a golf tournament back here. And I say that for 2 reasons. One, again, every time I'm macking my boy Art up there in Saginaw, every time I got to tell him I'm passing exit 106, the Road to the Hawk, he covered that event for 25 years, whatever it was. And it's been gone 5 years now. And because I'm watching the thing this weekend, the Senior PGA Championship from Benton Harbor, So they were in the state of Michigan this week, the seniors, for the special event, which was a major tournament, won by Colin Montgomery, who had never won on American soil before this weekend. And Montgomery finally won a tournament on American soil. It was a major, albeit on the senior tour, not on the champions tour, not on the regular PGA tour, where he tried like the Dickens. I think he finished second in the U.S. Open three times, Colin Montgomery. So he won. It was cool to see the whole threesome of Montgomery and Tom Watson and Bernhard Langer do their business, but it was way over to the west side of the state. And I just kind of waxed poetically as I'm driving past exit 106 on I-75 heading north, saying, man, no go to the Buick. I still can't get past the fact we don't have a Buick Open anymore. And we have no golf tournaments in the state of Michigan on a regular basis, professionally. So to somebody out there, if you've got to spare $5 or $6 million, maybe it's upwards of $7 million now, or maybe put a bunch of people, hey, Dan Gilbert wants to sponsor something? Dan Gilbert doesn't like the Pistons playing, calling Detroit out in Auburn Hills. Why doesn't he pay for the Quicken Loans invite or the Quicken Loans Open? Why not, Dan Gilbert? There's where you can spend some of your money. You've got plenty of, dude, you could do it by yourself. Dan Gilbert, Rob, could in fact sponsor a PGA golf tournament in the state of Michigan and bring it here to Metro Detroit.
He's not going to put out that kind of money for that.
$6-7 million is all it is. He's got billions, he's a billionaire. What does he care about $6-7 million now? That's all that purse is in a regular PGA
is
tournament
that all
event. It is? Yeah, unless you're a major. You're not a major. I say let's bring back maybe not the Buick Open, but something to Metro Detroit on the PGA side.
I hear you. No, that's a legitimate trash there, Mark, because it is unbelievable where we are now.
And Bob Krause is our guy at golf, but he'll tell you. Nobody, there's, you know, what do we say, more per capita golf courses in the state of Michigan than anywhere else in the country.
And all you got going through those are tumbleweeds now. That's it.
A lot like that, seriously.
Right.
Five events to none, and you said it yourself. You're the one who brought up Dearborn, TPC Michigan.
I used to go there and cover it when
you don't think TPC Michigan should have a professional golf tournament over there? That beautiful golf course that Jack Nicklaus built?
Well, now I think what they do over there, they have brownie and cake sales on.
I think it's red velvet cupcake day over
there.
Sitting
on top of my
TPC.
Refrigerator. Look, I'm like a kid. I can't wait to get home.
Oh, my God.
With some milk. Should I have two or three? I might have an overdose. I can't do that many.
He's going to OD on the cupcake.
They'll call me. And, you know what? I shouldn't say that, but someone I know had a
sugar overdose?
Like
with sugar?
With cookies. He was diabetic and he's supposed to have
them. Really? He knew he was supposed to have the cookies, had the cookies, then he didn't pass away, did he?
He passed. Yep.
Seriously?
Real story, yep. Because his girlfriend told me that she was out of town on business for a couple of days, came back, and found him. And guess what? And what was laying on his
like the
chest
box
was
cookies?
A box of cookies that he
You're
ate.
Kidding me.
Yep.
Died from it.
Yep. You get, Mark, once the doctor tells you, you know when you have diabetes, what you're supposed to eat, what you're not supposed to eat, all kinds of stuff. You don't look out for that stuff. It can come back. I think he had sugar diabetes, and he died with a
wow.
box of cookies on his chest.
All right, look, Gary's got to do his trashing. Take more of yours, 248-848-1130. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
And there was some breaking news about, I don't get it.
Donald Sterling. God forbid.
1 minute they say that Donald Sterling has obtained Bank of America to handle the sale, and now USA Today Sports is reporting that Donald Sterling has answered the NBA, right? He had a certain amount of time. Donald Sterling says he will fight NBA's effort to terminate his ownership.
He's back to that idea.
So now he's. Remember, we just said maybe he just realized I'm 81. I don't want.
I never bought it in the first place. I just didn't think he was going quietly into that good night.
I did. I really did. I thought maybe.
And Bank
out.
Of America, really? Okay. All right.
Well, that was it.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
I forgot. You can watch us at ParkerTheMan.com. 248. We'll get more into that, and we still want to talk about Stu Jackson.
Beef Stu Jackson.
Could be the next general manager of your Detroit Pistons.
Not,
there is a nice relationship.
So not Otis, my man.
The Otis Smith
there?
Talk is kind of washed a little
you
bit.
You know what? I wondered
I don't
about
think it's over,
that. But when people talked about that, I wondered about it. I don't know how close they were. I know they worked together for a number of years, but I was...
Ping said they were... It was...
Okay.
It was a friend, you know, not contentious, but more of just a very kind of meek, mild work relationship. So maybe not the buddy-buddy that he is with Stu Jackson and has been for 20-some years.
And maybe
remember, Stu brought him into Wisconsin.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, Mark. Yeah. Is that
Two Broad Van Gundy, two Madisons.
You don't think that that means something?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. You already know how
his career flight started when Stu Jackson brought him to Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay, there you go. I'm glad you
in the Big Ten. 248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker Demand, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
AM 1130 WDFN has the only outdoor radio show in Detroit. Bob Bauer's Outdoor World, every Saturday morning from 10 to noon. We'll tell you where, when, and how to do it with tips from the experts, plus our fishing guide reports, recipes, and first aid advice. Spring transition is on, and we're on it. Go to our Facebook page and like it. Then tune in to www.BobBowersOutdoorWorld.com or AM 1130 WDFM Detroit.
Want to be cutting edge? Want to grow your target audience? Try live video streaming. Call Stream Michigan. 866-777-4777. Stream Michigan is Michigan's top live video streaming company. Seminars, sporting events, weddings, parades, you name it.
They can do it.
Visit StreamMichigan.com to check out their most recent work or call 866-777-4777. Watch your events grow with Stream Michigan. Stream Michigan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Take out the papers in the trash. Are you looking up in the cash? You better.
Okay, last call for the Trashins tonight. If you want to do some, it's 248-848-1130. You know the number. From Twitter, at Parker and the Man, Fabian trashed the Pacers' manhood with the hashtag Pacers' manhood at hashtag TTTT. Gridiron the Chef chimed in.
You all favorites.
You all should favorites. I don't think they're trashing us. They just said you should all be locked into Parker and the Man right now on WDFN 1130. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. Chef Rob himself has trashed at Parker the Man. I'm trashing all the hashtag Tiger fans who are already jumping off the bandwagon after a rough week. Hashtag come on. Hashtag TTTT. That's from Chef Rob. You can hear him every Sunday with Theo Gridiron from 9 to 11. And on Sunday, I saw the picture. Sarah and all the minions were all out there. It was like 112 degrees. They're all like half naked. And they're all setting up the whole Tiger thing at Chili's.
Where's that picture? Well, it's on Facebook.
Oh, they're all, you know, they went crazy. There they go nuts. You know, there was Chef Rob and Theo, and it's like all hell breaks loose. Let it all hang out. For our show, they come here and they're, I can't believe we have to sit here with these guys. I cannot believe we have to sit here with these two boneheads.
With these two old guys. And talk about the past.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Sarah just hates it. She's like, say that. Because she's like the best employee this place ever had.
I heard Sarah talking to Raquel, and you know what she was saying?
What were they saying about?
She was like, I just happened to walk through and the door was cracked. She said, I hate going into that studio.
Smells like old man stink.
She said, old man stink. She said,
They need Beano. They need Beano in there.
Rob is always eating stuff.
He's coughing, hacking it all up. And Wilson got every so often. He can't even talk. It was just, Jesus, what's going on in that room?
He's got lettuce stuck between his teeth. You know, just the stuff that old men do. You know what I mean?
They are who we thought they were.
Gary, will you please do your trashing? That was good, though.
Yeah, I'll be quick. That first texter actually chimed on what I was saying, as did EP. Now, it's hard not to do 50 Cent here because that was one of the most ridiculous first pitches.
Dude, it's all over already. It's trending number one on Yahoo.
It is unbelievable. Am I right, Gary?
I'm right-handed. I seriously said to EP, I could throw a ball better left-handed than he did trying to throw normally. That was ridiculous. But I was going to trash me and EP were talking about it earlier, and I brought up, I was going to trash Hibbert because Hibbert is a baby. Straight up, Hibbert's a baby. When they signed Andrew Bynum, he complained about he was all pouting because he thought that they were going to start running plays for Bynum. And now, all of a sudden, he's blaming Vogel after the game, saying the game plan wasn't to utilize me much. I'm just trying to be as effective as I can. Would I like a little bit more touches early in? Yeah, but that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. I got to try to help my teammates. This is the fourth time in the playoffs where he hasn't even scored a point. And you have to get to the point where, you know what, you shouldn't have to have plays run for you all the time. Stop being a baby because something's not being run for you. Because he goes, he sits at the end of the bench, and then he shrugs his shoulders, he looks down, and then he's blaming the coach for not giving him looks. You're a big man. Get in there, play defense. Get an offensive rebound and a put back to score some points if you have to. But no, he goes back, and then he just sits down, shrugs his shoulders again. And last year, in the seven-game series against the Heat, he averaged 22 points and 10 boards. And now he's averaging 11.8 and 7.3 boards so far in this series. Last year, 15 shots a game. The most he's taken in a game in this series is 13, and he's averaging 9. And then he says, I just needed to be a good teammate if I don't get looks. Yeah, exactly. You do. And you need to not complain about the coach when he's not running plays for you. And then they ran on a 15-3 run in the end of the game, and it was West and Scola on the floor because he's not staying in his spots. He can't guard Chris Bosh when Bosh is floating out to the three-point line. And he's not good in the pick and roll. And you know what? He just needs to do a better job of trying to play defense. You know what? Don't complain if your number's not getting called on offense. It's not all about that. They need you to be a defensive presence in the middle. It's not all about you having to score every single time that you're down the court.
Dude, give it up to yourself.
I like it, Gary.
Come on, man, give it up to yourself. Call it out, Hibbert. And you know what? You're totally right. What is that sullen crap he does when he walks off at halftime?
Yeah,
like
every time.
Like a big galoot.
Who are you? Devin Schlatter. Devin Schlatter should be the coach in the Indiana Pacers.
I saw that in both games. He walks off, I'm PO'd. Poor me.
Devin Downer. Where'd you get that from? I love that.
Do it again.
Yeah, every single time, man. I mean.
Do it again.
That's Debbie Downer. That's Debbie Schlatter. Debbie Schlatter Downer.
What time's your show at WJR today?
I know. Unbelievable. Debbie Schlatter. All right,
we gotta
Google her name. My God.
We're making fun. I mean, it's an hour, man.
We used to work with her. She worked at our station in the old days.
I know. And that's what we're doing it. You know, we kid her. Oh, man. All right, we got a sports wrap coming up.
We might be the meanest radio guys going.
No, there's others.
Okay.
It's worse than us. We're pretty mild compared sometimes. What's this thing with Francesa? He had that thing with, who was the thing with? No, I mean, really bad. Like today, Francesa got into it with somebody. Player.
On the air? Oh, no. Player?
I got to look it up again. But Francesa got into another one of these shouting matches that he said, she said, with a, I don't know if it was a Yankee or I don't know if it was baseball. Or not. I don't even remember what it was anymore. I'll have to look it up. Anyhow, we got a sports wrap coming up. We're done with trashing it. We're going to give you the Donald Sterling news. If you haven't seen it, there is news. Sterling ain't giving up the ghost again. It ain't happening. He's keeping it. And he claims he's got offers on the table for up to $2.5 billion for the Clippers. But he ain't selling. It ain't going away, and he did nothing illegal. So, Sports Night with Parker the Fan. Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
The best haircuts in Detroit are at Sporty Cut.
Home of the $10 all-even haircut. Hey, Teak, don't take too much off. Come on!
7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers, Sporty Cut.
If you've been injured in an accident and it wasn't your fault, you already have enough to worry about. The Daily Law Firm will get you the compensation you rightly deserve, and there's no fee you don't win. It's guaranteed. So if you're unlucky enough to have had an accident on the road, at work, or anywhere else for that matter, call us at 844-DIAL-DLF and let the Daily Law Firm help you move on from your unfortunate mishap. The Daily Law Firm, always fighting for you.
What did he say? Him say.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
All right, let's do this thing. Hi, everybody. How you all doing?
All right, time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Make sure you go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
Okay, here we roll. We're about half an hour. 25 minutes. Tigers and A's. Who's looking forward to Tigers and A's tonight? Can't wait to watch it until 1 o'clock in the morning. Let me see a show of hands. Okay, nobody. You'll watch till 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30. I hope that game tonight goes 23 innings.
Now, the only thing is, do I flip between commercials, you know, back and forth, the Golden Girls and the game? That'll be what I'll be
doing. What are the Golden Girls on?
On Hallmark Channel.
On what? The Hallmark Channel? Like every night?
From 11.
Seriously?
From 11 to 1.
And you know this?
I watch it.
And you get on me for Mad Men and Idol and all the current shows? You watch it off Hallmark? Really? I gotta wait till 15 to watch the end of Mad Men, and you're watching three dead ladies and a woman who's got a foot on the banana
walking
peel.
Dead, right?
Betty White's doing great. I love her in Hot in Cleveland. Max Scherzer, Sonny Gray going tonight in just about, 25 minutes. Tigers 28-19, they lost 7 of 8. Try to avoid that out of 9 if they can with Scherzer on the mound tonight. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs, West Finals Game 4, the most updated score right now that we have for San Antonio and Oklahoma City in OKC is 30-24, Thunder from down under. Russell Westbrook with 11 to lead OKC right now, so they're up 6, second quarter with 9:15 or so to play before the half. Heat and Pacers. East Finals Game 5, that's tomorrow night, 8:30 in Indiana. Miami wins. They move on to the finals for the, fourth straight year? God, 4 years already it's been. Stanley Cup playoffs, Game 5, Eastern Finals. Montreal now leads the Rangers, second period, 4-2. Rene Bork with his sixth goal of the postseason for the Habs. So right now, Montreal with a two-goal lead on the Rangers, second period. Game 5 for the Kings and Blackhawks. Tomorrow night in Chicago, L.A. can wrap it up with a win. Other baseball, American League, Toronto doubling up Tampa, 8-4 now in the seventh inning. As I mentioned before, Edwin Encarnacion with his 16th. And they're hitting homers, too. 16th homer of the season. How about Mark Burley's return to the live world? Yeah, 8-1. Cleveland and the White Sox, no score, 30 U.S. Cellular. Houston over Kansas City, now 1-0 fifth. Texas, Minnesota, 2-2-6. Prince Fielder had a surgery today in his neck. He's out for the rest of the season. Interleague Series, Atlanta over Boston, 3-2 7th. Milwaukee over Baltimore, 5-1 5th. The one for Baltimore, the 17th homer of the season for Nelson Cruz. Cardinals over the Yankees, 4-0 in the 4th. National League postponed rain, Miami, Washington, and D.C. Rockies and Phillies, 1-1 4th in Philadelphia. Mets and Pittsburgh, 2-2 in the 6th. And I guess that Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, has just given the key to the city to 56. He will never hear the end of it. One pitch has changed his life. Fitty Cent will never, ever hear the end. Like Roseanne Barr has never heard the end of her national anthem.
But Mark, I'm going to tell you.
That's your sports rap presented by Sporty Cuts. Hit the thing down. I'm telling you.
It also has a what you call effect. Is he not one of the most masculine dudes on the planet?
He's Fitty Cent.
Right.
He gets any woman he wants.
Does he look the same? Sarah, you know what I'm saying? When a guy can't throw a ball, I'm sorry. Something's wrong with a guy who can't throw a ball.
Even in his little Mets hat and his little Mets uniform with a 50 on the back.
Right.
He got up there. He strut up there.
And he's very confident. He got a little wind up. I mean, he didn't just stand there and throw it.
No. What happened after he threw the ball? He looked like a goofy man.
Right.
He looked like a goofy man. He had this little, all of a sudden.
Like a Cheshire cat.
Yeah. Ooty dooty dooty. Dude, I'm telling you, it changed his life. One stupid pitch. George Bush did that one. No, it was a Bush that had the bad throw.
No, Bush had a great throw.
They had a great
Mark at the World Series at Yankee Stadium after 9/11.
Someone else pulled that stunt, though, where they had this terrible throw. Well, Levine did once.
The mayor of Cincinnati. You remember that? Eric Davis was catching. He threw it almost to first base, too.
That's all good.
Remember to the side?
I barely. The mayor, he wasn't big enough.
When you see it, nobody knew who he was, but the mayor of Cincinnati.
I'm telling you. Well, his EP, his rap career was already done anyway. I don't know about that. He's still one of the bigger names, though.
Have you got nothing out?
I mean, Tupac's been dead for like 100 years.
Stop saying Tupac. Stop it.
I mean, what do you want me to tell you about Tupac that you don't already know? Shakur has been dead for a long time, and he's still one of the biggest names going. And he probably makes more people. Didn't I see him on a list of the like highest paid passed away people?
Yeah,
like Michael Jackson still makes $50 million a year.
And remember, he's always going to make money in his kids and the family. Mark, he has the Beatles catalog.
You don't think 50 Cent is legendary? You think 50? Dude, he's 50. Come on. All right, if you haven't seen it, go look at it. As soon as Rob showed it to me, I went, oh, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing? You didn't practice at all? Didn't give it a shot somewhere?
Dude, throw a couple of balls.
Throw a couple of balls. Even if you it's got to go straight.
And the other thing, Mark?
If you bounce, it could be over his head. You can't be this way.
And the other thing is, if you really don't have an arm, you get off the mound and stand in front of the mound like you've seen other people do it, and then just throw the ball to the catch.
Jim Leland had a nice throw the other day. Nice throw.
Don't do a wind-up. Do not toe the rubber. He toed the rubber, Mark, lefty, and a wind-up. What?
East Street thinks he's going to be a big pitcher now. He was going to do that as...
And the worst part, they did that live. So everybody's going to see
do that. Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling said the NBA's efforts to terminate his ownership of the Los Angeles Clippers are illegal. This is just tonight, people. And are based on a recording of private conversation that itself broke California law. His 32-page response has now been sent to the league. Sterling says he will fight the charges and noted that he has received offers of more than $2.5 billion, that's with a B, for the team. He also noted that a forced sale of the team would cause his family to take an egregious tax hit on the sale of the club, which we talked about last week. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of $350 million. That's for the capital gains tax on what he's going to make per what the club is actually valued at and worth, which will take ages to figure out. That's me saying that. A jealous rant to a lover, never intended to be published, cannot offend the NBA rules, Sterling's attorney is quoted as saying. That's his line now. You ready for it again? A jealous rant to a lover, never intended to be published, cannot offend the NBA rules. The NBA has not immediately responded to this latest bit of business from Sterling. There's nothing new. That's the latest. He still vows to fight. So maybe Anderson Cooper will get him back on, and he can say more fun things like you've heard. Because you know how great he is and how much fun he is to listen to.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
What's he done? What has any of them done? What did Jerry West ever do? What did Bob Cousy do? What did George Mikan ever do for the... I don't understand.
Give me that again, Gary.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
What has he done?
Like Anderson Cooper is really going to tell him. Well, I've got it right here, Don. Hold on a second.
I just happen to have his resume.
He played basketball at Lansing Everett High School. He went to Michigan State University.
He goes around from town to town, has sex with every girl. That's what he did. You think that's a role model for the black community?
You know what else? You know what I would have told him had I been Anderson Cooper? I would have said, let me tell you something. I actually had classes with the guy and the wife. You do know he's married, right, Don?
You're disrespecting Cookie.
I mean, you're married and look at you.
Thank you. But Anderson Cooper, Mark.
But Aretha Kelly Johnson is fair game. To make fun of, well, he has sex with all these ladies, even though he's been with the woman since 1977.
He's got AIDS. What has he done? Can you tell me?
Terrible.
Dude. What? Gary, you are nailing it.
Gary.
Nailing it.
It's obviously, we're not laughing at that.
No.
It's not. It's that he would even bring that to the party, to the table. I still cannot get over how disconnected, I just thought to myself, when he said it, Mark, I couldn't even believe, could you believe he even said it?
No, not that part of it either, because since I do know that, you know, Aretha and Cookie Johnson and Magic have been together since the 70s. And they've been a very cute couple. Have they had their ups and downs? Yeah, hell yeah. Hello. But they're still together. Just like you and your lovely bride over there are still together.
I would have said to him, how do you bring this up when you have a mistress here that you bring to the game that sits next to you at the game?
And your wife pretends not to be bothered by it.
Everybody knows it.
All right, look, we're at last call time, so I'd say the other thing, but it's not. So it's last call time on Sports Night with Parker the Man. 248-848-1130, Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan.
What up, though, Detroit? This is Joyke Bell. You listen to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on the Fan.
Want to be cutting edge? Want to grow your target audience? Try live video streaming. Call Stream Michigan. 866-777-4777. Stream Michigan is Michigan's top live video streaming company. Seminars, sporting events, weddings, parades, you name it. They can do it. Visit StreamMichigan.com to check out their most recent work or call 866-777-4777. Watch your events grow with Stream Michigan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, we're almost done here. We got to do this because we want to do it. And I'm telling you right now, we want to do it because if Mike and his good people there at Expert Car Care can't make it happen for you, it can't be done. Expert spelled X-P-E-R-T, Car Care. So after your holiday weekend, if you need some maintenance, routine stuff, or if something happened to you, don't fear. Take your car to Expert Car Care, Rob Parker. They'll do it for you.
That's right. They'll offer you free inspections and guarantee you the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, Mark, sometimes the same day.
Expert Car Care, they service everything, top to bottom, front to back, doesn't matter what it is. Something as simple as a windshield wiper or something as tough as an engine or transmission, they can make that happen. And if you mention these two cats who are having a goofy time on a Tuesday, they'll make something else happen.
Yeah, we are a little punch drunk, I'll tell you that. Mention Parker the Man, and not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if it's needed.
That's over $100 right there in savings without doing anything but saying Parker and the Man. It's that simple. They got the spots for you right there. 7 miles between Myers and Wyoming, 8 miles between Mount and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark, guess who hit that home run?
Nelson Cruz.
Seventeen. Hey, Mark, go get Expert Car Care. You wanted him.
I told you. He's the classic change of scenery guy. Get him out of Texas. He'll hit you dings. He'll be a perfect complement to Cabrera and to Victor Martinez, not even knowing that V-Mart was going to start hitting dingers himself. You can have a 1-2-3 punch right now in the middle of your lineup of Cabrera, Cruz, and V-Mart. And Cruz was available for the taking. It wasn't like Baltimore was in on him from minute one. That was last chance resort for him. Tigers could have had Nelson Cruz for a song. All right, so what do you think happens now with the whole – we'll get to Stu Jackson tomorrow with Stan Van Gundy, but Donald Sterling tonight vows to fight. I don't know if he's just saying this now and then throwing out this whole idea about having an offer or two at $2.5 billion for the club.
Well, nobody's offering that money.
So you're saying he's lying? He said
yes.
So he's lying.
The Milwaukee Bucks just sold for $575. So he's going to get $2.5.
He's lying. Donald, you're lying. Now you're lying. Flat out lying.
2.5.
Sterling says he will fight the Chargers and noted that he has received offers of more than $2.5 billion for the team. So what do you say to him, Rob?
He's lying.
You're a big fat liar. Is that what you're saying?
A big fat liar.
Well,
it's not 2.5.
I don't know. That Donald Sterling seems like a pretty upright guy, Rob.
If I'm Herb Cole, I want to redo.
I've Herb Cole.
Because I just sold my team for $575.
Dude, you're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Los Angeles, California.
Even if you doubled it for L.A., still not $2.5 billion.
Oh, that's true. Doubled it.
Even if you double it, I could see $1 billion.
Have you been to Milwaukee lately?
Yes.
Yeah?
No, not that long.
I was born there. You can't tell me about Milwaukee. I was born in that town. I was bored there. Not B-O-R-E-D, but born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Boy, look at the score in Montreal. 5-4.
Oh, so I knew there'd be. You know what? As soon as they got up to that 2-1 thing,
period,
I said this
is
gonna be a high scoring affair tonight for the Canadians and the Rangers. That thing's gonna go a bit of time yet tonight. And then the basketball game tonight. The update is 52-39, 13-point Thunder lead. with a minute and a half to play before the half. Kevin Durant's got 21. He's on one of those missions tonight. So if he does that the rest of the way, there will be, well, we're going to have it anyhow. We're going to have a game five, but it'll be tied at two rather than be Spurs up 3-1. Tigers are starting in just a few minutes from now from Oakland. And so tomorrow we'll see what happens with that. Rob thinks the A's will score 12 or 13 runs off Scherzer tonight, and Sonny Gray will hold them to nothing, and we'll see what cooks tomorrow night.
Not off of Scherzer, but I expect him to lose tonight. I've been your friend.
Hey, ho.
And I want to thank, of course, EP, Gary, Sarah, Raquel, Scott, all those guys, Mark. You know what? Because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Thank you, guys, and the interns, of course. We got Derek and Mo, and
let's give them a salute.
Yes, thanks to those guys for helping.
Where's
out.
Where's their salute back?
There they are.
You know what? I got to do stuff to make myself laugh, so I do that. Sorry, just me. Don't forget, check us on Twitter. Well, you know that already. Facebook. You can email us at parkertheman@yahoo.com. And we'll see you. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's a Shadow League Wednesday already. Right. Can you believe it? He's Rob Parker.
He is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker and Man, recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but I think you know that by now. You got your Fox Sports Radio, your Jason Smith, Matt Shepard tomorrow morning, 7 to 10.
Hey, Mark.
You.
NBC, you later.
Scarlett Johansson, call me.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan. Available anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now.